Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 4, 2019, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight, we have another amazing leader from the Moore Success Team. Get ready to take notes so you and your team can have phenomenal success in this business. Our speaker has been with Legal Shield for 14 years, specializing in all aspects of the business. She's a $100,000 ring earner, soon to be $150,000. She's a Millionaire Club member, has personally written over 4,000 members, but her team has written over 32,000. Her organization has over 4,300 recruits since she and her husband began in 2005, and they are just getting started. From the great state of Georgia, our Miss Georgia Peach, Miss Sherilyn Gatta. Sherilyn, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. It's a pleasure to be your host for the whole month of February. So I'm honored to be a part of it. Before I get started, I wanted to mention and welcome you all to the call tonight. I know on the East Coast it's a little bit later. I was telling Randy earlier I had to take a nap before I got on the call tonight. But I want to mention just a couple things. Whether you do the business on a part-time or full-time basis, it's really important, y'all. The reasons for my success was being able to attend the convention. Dallas is right around the corner. In about 6 weeks, we're going to all be heading out that way. So I really encourage you, if you want to learn from the best of the best, and one thing I really had understood when Mr. Don Bryan had recruited me into the business, he said, you know, Sherilyn, you are the CEO of your own company. How do you end up missing your own convention? So all of you, sign up for the convention. It's not too late to get tickets in Dallas. And don't forget, I think the after part of the convention is really the most important to get those gold nuggets and to really meet your family at the Moore Success Team. For those of you who have not registered, go to MooreSuccessTeam.com and get your tickets. Make sure you end up getting your tickets. The Moore Success Team event will take place the Sunday after convention from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the reason I'm telling you all right now is as you're starting to make your travel plans, you want to book your flights, you want to carpool, you want to take your shuttles, whatever you've got to do, you don't want to miss our family Moore Success Team part. So go to the go to the back office of Moore Success Team and make sure you register you and your team. Great people on this team are going to be recognized for the hard work they've put, and it's a great way to end the convention and, again, meeting the rest of your family and really just getting the gold nuggets that one-on-one you're going to be able to get. So make sure you do register. Make sure that you go to the Moore Success Team webpage and make sure you put on your calendars for Sunday, 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. It's going to be at the Convention Center. Randy and Jeremy will fill you in on what room it's going to be. It's going to be $10, but you don't want to miss that opportunity. I want to start tonight by thanking the Moores for having me on the team and on the call this month. I thought I was going to just do it a little bit different. We've had great followers, and I'm really actually can talk and talk and talk and talk, but after following the great presentation that Jimmy Parrish did on the 9 o'clock call for all of you who missed it, I'm a little nervous about talking. Get the best nuggets from being on these calls. But I want to tell you a little bit about my background because a lot of you have heard my story, but a lot of you haven't heard my story. And I think it's really important for you to understand. Like Randy said, I've been in the business for John and I for 14 years. And how I got into the business was really by accident. It wasn't something I had planned to do. I was a stay-at-home mom with two beautiful children and helped my husband in his automotive racing industry. I ran his office for years and years. The thing about that is, no one is promised tomorrow, and you don't know what's going to happen. And I'm going to be talking to you all from the heart tonight, so listen carefully to my background because for those of you who have heard it, it might hit home and it might get you remotivated, whatever it's going to take. But my husband at the age of 50 years old ended up having a heart attack. And at that time, the great Don Bryant had come to Atlanta from Alabama for those of you who did know Don Bryan. He recruited the great Jimmy Parrish, and then he had Cheryl Ann, the Georgia Peach, on the other leg. So he really created something great for the Bryan family. But when he came, I really had no intentions of really going to get involved with the company. I think really what happened is I fell in love with the membership. And at the same time, 3 days later, when my husband was laying in a hospital bed, again at 50 years old, he was having a heart attack. And he looked at me, and before he went into surgery, and I'm telling you this not to feel sorry for me, but to tell you where I was and how life really could change. He looked at me and he said, "You know, hon, we've had a great business for years, and if something happens to me, you can't run my automotive racing industry." I knew more about superchargers and turbochargers and injection systems than a lot of you on the phone, but I couldn't fix cars. I wasn't going to be able to do technical stuff. He said, and he grabbed my hand and he said, "As I go into surgery, I really want you to look at this opportunity, because if something happens and I don't come out of it, you're going to have to go do something else." And it really kind of hit home at that time, because we had such success in our business and we had a great family environment. If something happened to him, like it could happen to any of you, where are you going to go? The link that was so important in this whole thing was I was 50 years old. And at 50 years old, people are looking at retirement. People are thinking, God, I'm on the last chapter of where I'm going to be working. But as you know, being self-employed in this business and a 1099 employee, you don't have some of the advantages. I didn't have a pension. I didn't have those kind of things. Sure, I could have SEP accounts, and we had real estate investments and things like that. So I really needed, and I got sold on the whole thing of residual income. So I'm telling you, whether you do this business on a part-time or full-time basis, guys, I went out on faith. And I want to tell you something, as Jimmy Parrish will tell you, I'm his Jewish evangelistic lady. Go out in faith, because I did go out in faith. My husband looked at me, and he grabbed my hand as he was sitting there, and he said, "Hun, what if this doesn't work?" And I looked at him with the burning desire that every single one of you should have that burning desire right now, even on a part-time basis. And I looked at him and said, "Hun, but what if it does work?" And I went out in faith, and it did work. And fast forward 14 years later, just last year alone, through faith and building relationships, I couldn't work. And a lot of you run into life's event, and that's going to end up happening to some of you. But whether it be on a part-time or full-time basis, God's already got a plan for all of us. And one of the things I learned from this great Moore team was to believe in God first, because He's already mapped out our faith. He's already mapped out our plan. So what I'm going to do tonight is talk to you about what was the success that I had personally, whether it be on the networking side or whether it be on the B2B side, because I know people come to me and they'll say, "Cheryl Ann, what did you do?" Well, I'm telling you something. I didn't swallow a magic pill. I ended up building relationships. So tonight I'm going to talk about building a relationship before you start selling yourself, whether it be on the networking side or the B2B side. Does that make sense? I also want to talk to you about, you don't build a business offhand. You build people, and then people will build your business. Let me say that again. You don't build a business. You build people around you of like-minded, and together you build a business. Because when I started, I wasn't going to recruit one person. 3 months later, I was that rat on a wheel going around and around and around and around, and I said, "I can't do this anymore." And I went to Don Bryant, and I met with Jimmy Parrish, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I needed to start thinking of other options, like recruiting people. And it just happened by accident. Because I recruited through the events, I built relationships. I had to sell myself on people. So I want to talk to you about something that I've learned. It's called the VCP, the V like in Victor, CP model. It's the visibility, the credibility, and the profitability of where you're going to be. Because in order for you to be successful, family and friends, you've got to build a relationship with those people. People think all the time that you can just go out there and recruit somebody. You have to go out there and you just open up a business. You just go out there and you talk to somebody. But if you make yourself visible to people and not be ashamed of what you're doing and start building credibility, the possibility is going to come. You also have to realize, I know we talk about the 10 core commitments, but one of the things I look a little bit closer than the 10 core commitments is looking at that wheel of opportunity. And how many of you really have looked at that wheel of opportunity? When I first got into the business, the biggest obstacle that I had, family, was that I had, it was almost like a magic show, and there's a magician who's throwing a juggler throwing 100 balls in the air, and I didn't know, should I do this, or should I go into this part of the business, should I go into this part? And you kind of flounder around until you find your niche. But you need to look at that opportunity, and you need to learn to build a relationship within that opportunity. So if you're specializing in group or the B2B solution side, you have to start building relationships with owners of companies. Start building relationships with the 200-300 people you have in your phone. Build relationships with the people you have on LinkedIn that have positions in the group. And then the small biz side. Go build relationships with small business owners, people you know from networking groups, people you know from churches, people that surround yourself within your certain sphere of people in your neighborhood. But start building those relationships, and in a few minutes I'll tell you how to do that within the small business arena. And the CDL driver, start building relationships with owners of trucking companies if that's what you and your team want to go after. You don't have to be the expert in all of it. Just take a piece and just build that relationship. Build a relationship with the CDL. I do a lot of CDL. They're either small business owners, they're independent truck drivers, or a lot of times they're safety people who run the companies. You want to build relationships with that. You want to build relationships with people that have small children that don't have an identity theft protection product, or people who have been a victim of identity theft. And when it gets to the networking side, because we're talking about all aspects of this opportunity, family, you've got to build a relationship that people that you want to be in business with, people that are going to implement you and be part of your family forever. So start slowly building those relationships, because just like a relationship you're in when you first married your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your significant other, that didn't happen overnight. It was the day-to-day activity where you learned to be part of their life, that you learned to build that relationship that led to a marriage, just like the marriage of your Legal Shield business. So how are we going to do that? I'm going to give you some steps that I found have been really, really helpful in my business. And I think the biggest step and the biggest mistake that we all need in building a relationship is we forget to listen. And I had that problem for a long time. For those of you who know me, I love to talk, and it was always about me. But then I realized one day that if I learn to be a good listener and listen to what my potential associate was going to tell me, why did he need to make an additional stream of income? Why did that decision maker need our benefits? So when you go into an appointment or you go into a sit-down with somebody on recruiting or going to the business, take off your earmuffs and start listening to what they're telling you. Start paying attention to what they say and start asking them the questions instead of talking the whole time. Jimmy Parrish talked about that a little bit today. How many of you have brought a telephone into an appointment and all of a sudden you're starting to show pictures of your dogs and your grandkids and your whole family? It's not about you. When you start listening and put your listening cap on, I'm telling you, you're going to be able to serve the people that you want to do business with, whether it be on the networking side or the B2B side. When I go into an appointment, whether it be recruiting or whether it be sitting down with a decision maker, I tell them, you know, I'm going to give you 15, 20 minutes. And that 15 or 20 minutes isn't going to be about Sherilyn DeGatta, your Georgia Peach, y'all. It's going to be about them and what they want, because they're going to tell you exactly what you're going to need to fill into the links to be able to recruit that person or to open up that group. The other thing is going to be in building this relationship is seek feedback. Find out what products your client or your individual candidate that you want to recruit is looking for. If they want to work part-time for you, don't push a full-time opportunity. When you're sitting down with a client, a lot of times on the B2B side, they might not be interested in your legal plan. Talk about the identity theft and see if there's maybe a small adjustment while you're listening to them when they're telling you what they need that's going to satisfy them to be able to get the sale, whether you recruit them or whether you open up the business for them. The other thing is, and for those of you who know me, I'm not a big Facebook person. I'm not a big technology person. You know, I do some LinkedIn, and that's something I just have to feel more comfortable in. But as you start building relationships, really start, even on a small basis, even for you part-time people, start using social media to discover some of the interests. You should talk about things that they might be interested in. Before I go sit down and talk to somebody, I'm going to go and look on LinkedIn to see if I know a little bit about their personality. Find out maybe there's a common bond between us that I can start listening to and start slowly, slowly building that relationship. And you'd really be surprised how much you really can enjoy a conversation with somebody with similar interests and shared experiences that you want to do business with them by building that relationship on a day-to-day, slow-step foundation going up to getting what you want in the long run. Another thing is respond promptly, and I see this all the time. People get so excited about that new customer, that new potential. But one thing you have to remember in building relationships with those people, you have to make them a top priority. Now, I'm busy in the field running my business day to day, but the minute I get back home or in my office, I'm telling you, the first thing I will do is either write a hand, and I learned this from Linda Bowden, write a handwritten letter to them, a thank you for meeting with them, sending them an email. But do you know how good somebody feels when you start to build that relationship and you make them a top priority? If it's flattering for a person to know that you're paying attention to him, think how much attention you're going to get. And additionally, it's really important to make sure that we care about it all the time. Make somebody feel important by following up. I can't tell you how many times somebody has sold somebody a membership, never followed up about the opportunity. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a group, somebody did take time to build a relationship. They didn't care if they were on their mind or not their mind, and guess what? They never followed up, and they say, I spoke with so-and-so 3 months ago, and they never followed back up. So one of my things is really want, as you're building this relationship, you want to add value to what you're doing. I look at people's LinkedIn, I look at their social media, and before I ended up really reaching out to my warm market, I'm just telling you, it might be people from high school, I need to rekindle those relationships. And I can't tell you how many times that I would comment on somebody I haven't talked to in 10 years or 15 years, oh, just saw a picture of your beautiful granddaughter. Just saw a picture of your son at the wedding. You look amazing. Those are the things you want to rebuild those relationships. And when you start to do that, the doors that will reopen for you will end up paying off for a lifetime. You also have to remember to be a leader and be a good role model. I don't care if you're sitting on the phone right now and you're a manager, you're a director, executive director. You need to be a good role model, and you need to establish those meaningful relationships so your associates know how to interact with each other. They know how to be able to work with each other, because one thing that they're going to follow from you is, as a good role model, they're going to know that they need to build relationships. I have so many people on my team that will cold call and cold call and cold call, and I'll say, that's great. But you know what? Start to slowly build that that relationship with them and send them something based on their business that you think would be a good value for them. So practice what you preach, because if you start to be a good role model and you start to build a relationship, everybody in your organization is going to learn how to be a great role model person in building that relationship. They're going to implement and do the same exact thing you're doing. You also have to, and we hear this all the time, people say to me, Cheryl, I don't care if you're sitting down with a new potential associate, because that is my bread and butter. That's the thing that kept me alive when I could only work 8 months of last year that still got me my great six-figure income. But one thing I learned in building relationship is I had to stop selling and I had to stop using my sales pitches. By being a good listener, when I would speak to somebody, I would put on, people said to me, you know, you talk to everybody like you're their best friend. I keep it really casual, like I'm talking to Randy or Pat Moore. And it's called my fireside chat. What is your fireside chat? Is your fireside chat getting to a point where maybe you're getting too pushy because you want them to buy from you because there's a promotion at the end of the month? People can read right through you. They will break down those walls and they will not listen to another thing. But when you make it all about them and stop trying to sell them, wait till you see the relationships that are going to be able to be built over, and that's going to come naturally. You got to be genuine, guys. You got to be really genuine, and you got to be really sincere. You got to care about this person like they're going to be your new best friend. They're going to see right through you if you're faking it. So take time and build that relationship. Make their lives a lot easier. A lot of times I'll find out about their business. For example, I was working with one staffing company, and I wanted to get their business. They had 100 employees all over the place. So I needed to slowly build a relationship with them. I ended up making their life easier, and I went out and I called Mike, and I said, Mike, you know what? I want to sit down and make an appointment with you because I am really curious about your business and your staffing needs, because I'm in front of companies and I'm in front of people all the time that might be a good fit. Once I ended up switching that whole thing, because I knew he was going to make that appointment with me because I would listen to what he had and what he needed, I could start building that relationship to make sense. And I'm just going to tell you something honestly. Sales relationships aren't built overnight. They take time to nurture and grow. We've heard it over and over again. You really need to be prepared that this relationship, whether it be the new associate or getting into this new group, it might not happen overnight. Sometimes it's taken me weeks. Sometimes it's taken me months. Sometimes it's taken me years to build that relationship. But if you don't build that relationship slow on any part of that wheel of opportunity, you're going to scare them away, and then you're never going to hear from them again. Maintain your relationships. Those people will end up being your best friends forever. And one thing I really want you to know is, as I end this call, as we start to build these relationships, it's not important that your potential associate or your potential clients remember you. It's your obligation on the phone, friends and family, and your responsibility to make sure that they never forget you because of the slow relationship that they want to have with you forever. And with that, Randy, I'll turn it over to you, and if anybody has any questions, but build that relationship slow. It will last for a lifetime in any aspect of this business.
Well, Cheryl Ann, outstanding job. We do have a few minutes left. If you don't mind, I'm going to go to some of the leaders on our team. They may have a question or a comment for you. Would that be okay?
Yes, sure.
All right, let's start in the state of Arizona to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on? We have Mr. Alex Gardner on. Is he in speaker mode? All right, let's go to the state of Texas and to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, have you got a question or comment for Ms. Degatta?
Well, I want to congratulate her first on another incredible training. You did an incredible job tonight, Cheryl Ann, and I couldn't agree with you more, since I do most of my business in the networking side, that building that relationship early on really cements that business with that person, whether it just be a membership or them becoming a business partner with us, or them actually feeling good enough to refer other people, or feeling comfortable enough to get in the business and start duplicating what you just showed them. And I really appreciate you hit on a very important part there. This business is all about relationships, whether it's in the B2B side or if it's in the networking side. So I love that. Stop selling, start protecting and empowering more people. That's where it's at. So, again, thank you for incredible training.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right, Manley, thank you for that. Let's go out to the state of Alabama and to Mr. Jimmy Parrish, another Millionaire Club member. Jimmy, are you on?
Thank you, Randy. Can you hear me, Cheryl?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Great. Thanks again, Cheryl. Wonderful training. And a couple of things that came to mind when you were talking. Number one, just praise God for your good health, because I know it's been you can't tell from listening to you on the call tonight. You sound strong, and I know there have been days, as you and I have talked, when you just couldn't get out of bed. And that's the beauty of this business, and you've kind of shared that tonight and talking about your story. But it helped remind me just a little bit about, you know, what we do and Legal Shield. And, you know, I think about choices that everybody made to come in this business. And, you know, a lot of times we make our choices based on ambition over aspiration, because ambition is what we want to achieve, but aspiration is who we want to become. And it's obvious that you've allowed yourself to be coached and mentored by not only Don Bryan, but the Moore team and other people outside the Moore organization. And it's wonderful to see how you've built your business, and you've got you know, ring earners on your team, and you continue to go out. And it's one of the selling points about this business, that even when our health is not what it needs to be, this business keeps on paying. So thanks again for your sharing tonight, and always good to hear you train.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. Next, let's go out to the state of Idaho and to another $100,000 ring earner on our team. Does a great job, Mr. Damien Schieber. Damien, are you in speaker mode?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Cheryl Ann, appreciate you so much. And so, you know, you talked a lot about building relationships tonight. And the question I've got is, just trying to think how to phrase it, so I might fumble through it a little bit, but hopefully you get the gist of it. The question I have is this. From your approach now, because obviously, at least the way I took your training tonight is, listen, when you're new, these are the things you need to do, right? And you did those things when you were new to get to the point where you are now, but from your approach now as a Millionaire Club member, $100,000 ring earner plus, what do those relationships mean? You know, looking back, I mean, do you sense the question there? Because I feel like it's the most rewarding part of the business for me, is investing in other people, right? Not just making the sale, not just plugging them into a system, but actually creating that relationship. What is, from your perch, what is it like for you?
Well, let me tell you exactly what it's like. Everybody, when you first start in the business, you try really hard to build relationships, Damien. But I want to tell you, relationships is the bread and butter of your business. Because relationships, when something happens and you can't produce, those relationships are the strength behind your wings, and I talk about that all the time. The relationships that you've built are relationships that will last forever. The relationships that I've built within this organization of the Moore team, they're not my relationships anymore, they're my family. When relationships turn into family and people won't turn their back on you, your business and your business will grow forever. Relationships that you build with somebody, I want to tell you something, 97% of all my business today is based on referrals from relationships that I did in the past, whether it be on the networking side, whether it be selling a membership, whether it be opening up a group. And let me say that again, 97% of my business today is from my relationships. So if you want to build your business, whether it be you brand new or you want to build it from strength from 5 years from now or 10 years from now or when you're ready to collect on your residual income, those relationships will pay you for a lifetime. And that's what I've really learned. Referrals that I've gotten from the relationships is people that trust you and they'll do business with you, and then you set up everything accordingly. So if something happens in your life where life steps in and you no longer can work or something happens and you have to take an absence of something, those relationships will get you through the stormy weather. And that's what I've learned through this business. If it wasn't for relationships, I wouldn't have the groups. I wouldn't have the friends. I wouldn't have the family that I have today because of the relationships.
How about the reward of seeing people on your team succeed that you've built relationships with? Can you speak to that for a minute?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. Those rewards are greater than my personal rewards because you know what? God has been good to me. God has given me a great business. But the most exciting things that I can see are people like, and you all know the Streeters, Lisa Streeter and the Streeter team and the Barlows and the, you know, the Teresa Sanders and people that are on the call tonight that I know are on there. Those are people I might not talk to every day, but when I see what they do and you create another $50,000 ring earner or another $100,000 ring earner, it's kind of not about me anymore. It's about them. I've already gotten what I need to get out of my business. Everything else is just frosting on the cake. But the best blessing that I can see is people that were struggling, people that had came from nothing, people on my team now that the relationships that I personally have with them or people on my team have with them, that's what this business is all about.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Well, thank you, Damien. Appreciate that. And Ms. Cheryl Ann, the relationship we've built over the years, you and Pat and John and I, has been a blessing to us. It's been a big, big jewel in our lives, and I want to thank you for that. I'm so excited about you hosting this month's calls and all the different team leaders that you're actually going to bring on to share with our team. Again, I want to thank you for sharing your personal story with us tonight, and I know you have so much more that we're going to be able to share with our team. So, again, I want to thank you for doing an outstanding job tonight. I do want to let everyone know that in 2 days it'll be the anniversary. I guess my dad passed away on the 6th of February last year, and it's hard on my heart, but I know that he's on the call with us tonight. And he always, me and every call, and I always knew this from his heart. He said, let's keep God first, our family second, and then Legal Shield, and everything will always work out just right. And ladies and gentlemen, it has so far, and again, I believe it will in the future, as long as we keep our priorities in order and keep our friendships that we build and our relationships that we build, we'll be able to take this thing to whatever level you want to take it. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end the call. God, family, Legal Shield, and can't wait to hear what Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta has for us next week. Good night, everybody.